Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, horny. It is June the 29th, 2022, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. I do have members in UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan. Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, one infused with vanilla, that is Gumba Gold, and also one infused with natural coconut, that is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is the CEO and founder of Gumba Rum. And on today, I do have a special guest on today that's joined me. I got something really exciting for y'all. I really do. But now listen, before y'all hear from Mr. Daly, his name is G. Robert Daly. And this is going to be fantastic and fabulous. I want y'all to go on over to Facebook. Put in the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I'd greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, y'all, we're going to learn some really great stuff about a really great project that is going on from an independent film producer and actor, Mr. Robert Daly. Good evening, Mr. Daly. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. I am very excited to hear about your project and what you're doing. I know that you're an independent film producer, and you have a current project that's going on. I can't wait to hear about it. I think it's real cute and fabulous, and I know it's going to go very, very well. And it's University. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Now, how did you come up with the idea?
Well, after the success Disney film called Zootopia, I mean, the furry fandom was rising like the top to the mountain, and there are like people dressed in furry costumes and going to those weird furry conventions, and Zootopia was a great film, and so I just have an idea for an independent cartoon project, but I want to make it like adult animation style, and I just thought like a great idea to featuring furry characters in a college called University, and I was also influenced from this classic movie called Frisk the Cat. It's a 1972 film. It was kind of a revolutionary film in the 70s, and I mean the story, the characters was a bit odd, But I like to make my own version of Frisk the Cat to make the story better, the jokes funny, and the characters a bit more likable. And University, it's an adult animation sitcom about this character named Toby. He's a coyote. He's the first coyote student to attend a college called University. After the approval order from the United Birdland, that's the name of the country, the United Birdland government, Toby is grateful to participate in University, but his life is so hard as a coyote when his student body, teachers, and college employees treat him as a criminal because his coyote pack tries to invade their country since like 50 years ago, and the people thought that coyotes are like very bad species and evil, so Toby must prove to the to the people that he doesn't pose a threat by going to college and hoping that one day that every citizen will think that coyotes are peaceful citizens. If Toby can prove that, if he gets along with anybody, make new friends, can graduate from college, and successfully bonds with society, his coyotes will be allowed to come too. But if Toby fails to do any of that, then he will be sent back to his homeland by the United Furland government. And like I said, I just want to try something a little new, I just want to do another adult animated show. But I like to start out as a fundraiser because, well, I've been having some budget problems and producing a independent cartoon can be very, very rough, and it's hard to get the money. So I decided to start a fundraiser first to ask some of your viewers and people around the country to help donate me for my project, if they like the story or not. And if they liked it, then they can share it on my GoFundMe page. The title is University. I'll spell it. It's UNIFURSITY. You can search for it on GoFundMe. And there are some prizes too. If you donate like $20, I'll put your name on the credit, or perhaps you'll get a free t-shirt. And if they'd like to donate more than $500, I'll put your name on the accepted producer. And if you donate like $1,000, I'll put your name as a producer list. And the goal is about $15,000. I just want to make like a short pilot so I can put it on my either on YouTube or maybe perhaps an animation film festival, because I just want this want my TV series to come true, you know?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. It looked like it's going to be a really great series, and I do see that different individuals are liking it on the Facebook page, University, and the characters is really cute. And you said you created a film once before, so.
Yeah, I was involved making independent short films. There was this one award-winning short film called Caregiver Wanted. It's on YouTube. You can search for it. It's a story about this old geezer looking for another caregiver, and it's about the interview. And I play this character to be interviewed by him, and his old man was saying a lot of mean things to me. It won so many awards. I'm also a background actor. I appeared in mainstream films, and usually for me as an actor, it's kind of a typecast because you know what I'm saying. And I like to do this independent cartoon series for fun. I wrote this as a story treatment first to send it to some script festivals, and it did win some awards, but some Hollywood studios, they just want to reject it because they think it's another Zootopia, which it's not. It's actually a different story. It's an adult cartoon featuring furry animals in college, and I like to make this show to the audience. I mean, for those who like adult animated shows, such as like Family Guy, Rick and Morty, and BoJack Horseman. And this is also appealing for the furry fandom, and I hope they like this adult cartoon show because it has some, it's not just comedy, but it's also dramedy and maybe some dark comedy, and it has some good message to it. Like people will try to think this Toby, the coyote character, is a really good person, and like I said, I hope the series comes true.
I'm sure that it will. I know that it will. It looks like it's going to be a great adult animated film. I know it's going to do very, very well. I do see on your GoFundMe page you already have different individuals that is donating, and that is phenomenal. And I do want you to give that information out once again where they can find your GoFundMe page and go ahead and donate.
Okay. Let's see. I can send you the link. It's GoFundMe/7D715483.
Okay, great. Thank you. And so what I can do for you, you can send me the link and all the information, and I can post that information on my page, and then that way individuals can click on it as well, and they can go straight to your page, whatever is easier for them to donate and share the information. And so actually I'm on the page. Oh, I see. I can just go ahead and do a share and share the link out. So that's wonderful. That's awesome. I can do that on Instagram as well as YouTube as well, and I'll be more than happy to do that for you.
Yeah, I hope some of your viewers enjoy watching adult animation shows. And like I said, this is kind of brand new because, like I said, since the rise of the film Zootopia, and also there was this other furry cartoon called Beastars. It's an anime show made in Japan, and it's also getting a lot of attention. And I was working on this university story before the rise of Beastars, and some people think, oh, is this another Beastars? And I was like, well, no. I mean, it's different. It's a comedy, and I just hope my show succeeds after some people donate me. Right now I just raised about $105, so I think I need like nearly $15,000 left. So
okay.
I mean, I have the cast and some of the crew ready. My friend told me that this actor, this actor who plays Joel Swanson from Family Guy, he might be involved with it, but we'll see what happens if I reach like $15,000 gold, and if I do, then I can be able to produce this cartoon series.
Okay. Well, I am going to be talking about the film. I'm going to keep talking about it and telling different individuals how to donate and share. I have just about 1 minute left in this particular episode. Is there any other last comments or remarks that you wanted to make in regard to being an independent film producer and actor?
Well, I hope my cartoon series gets some attention, because if it does, then maybe you can reach my next goal, because I like to be in other projects and as an actor, and I like to help, you know, also help produce future films. And also there's one thing about my cartoon series. Some people think it's another Family Guy because of the way it draws, but it's actually not another Family Guy cartoon, because I was more influenced of this movie called Fritz the Cat. So it's kind of a loosely based on Fritz the Cat, but I'm more influenced, and I want to make my adult furry cartoon better, with better stories, characters, and I want to make it funny. And like I said before, I hope my TV series comes true.
I'm sure that it will, and I do want to wish you much success with your project. I know it's going to be great. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun, and the way you have it set up and the characters look really, really great, and so I really think that it's going to do well. When did you first start, actually? I wanted to ask that question. When did you start putting this series together?
The fundraiser.
When did you create the series?
Since early of 2019, and
okay.
It just hit me. Well, I started out to wrote this as a story treatment, and I sent it to some script festivals, and it did win some awards for best treatment, but like I said again, it kind of got rejected in some Hollywood studios because they think it's another Zootopia.
Oh.
But it's not exactly like Zootopia. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a different story with different characters, and it's also an adult animation show for mature audience. I just like to make something sort of new for the people, and I just want the people to be entertained.
Okay. Well, I am pretty much out of time. I do want to thank you, Mr. Davis, for coming on this show. I really do appreciate it. And so once again, I will be posting information so that listeners can click on the link and go straight to your GoFundMe page, and they'll be able to donate, and that will be really awesome to see this incredible film come to fruition. I do wish you much success, and I know that you're going to be able to create it, and it'll be on YouTube. I'm looking forward to seeing it because I think it's going to be really, really, really great. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I really do appreciate you guys. I am pretty much out of time, but guess what? It's been a Stone Cold Blast. I'm going to come back later on today and talk some more about university. I'm going to share some more information with you from Mr. Daly. He's going to give me some more little tips and points how we can help him out with his project, and I have some great music that's coming up later on today. But you know what, guys? Enjoy the rest of the evening. I'll see you later on. You motivated.